warning comes on the heels of good news in Eritrea. I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll learn why a recent event holds both hope and trouble for Christians. We'll also discuss a new publication bridging the gap between God's kingdom and today's society. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. 35 Christians have been released from Eritrea. Greg Musselman says, although this is an answer to prayer we're celebrating, we can't forget the level of persecution still going on there.
For these 35, Christians that have been released, and for their families, that's great. But for the hundreds or maybe thousands that are still in prison, that they would also be released.
This intense persecution has been going on for almost two decades now under the guise of political moves, and many believing families have suffered because of it.
For evangelical Christians, it's been difficult for a number of years, since May of 2002, when the Eritrean government, said that evangelical Christians could no longer meet unless they had registration.
But the release of these 35 Christians could spell a change in Eritrea's approach to human rights.
I would just encourage Christians not to forget about our brothers and sisters in Eritrea. And because this is in the news now, maybe that reminder for all of us to continue to pray. It's a very important thing, and it is the most important thing that we can do.
Please thank God for the release of this group of Christians and pray for the safety and courage of the rest of the Eritrean church. And yesterday we told you about the team of young Native American believers with Uneagle's Wings. They're traveling to Native communities across North America with the gospel. Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says they have five more communities to visit and prayer is paving the way. For example, at the first Native community the team went to.
A man came up to me. Turns out we went to college together, believe it or not. And he said, Ron, back in 1992, when God broke your heart for Native America, and you were just starting to talk about this new thing, I began to pray that someday God would bring you to the reservation near us. 1992 to 2018, praying for a breakthrough among Native young people of his community, and he was standing there watching it happen. But it takes that kind of fervent, prevailing prayer to change the course of spiritual history in Native America.
Your prayers really are making a difference for the On Eagle's Wings team.
So pray for the warriors and pray for the weather and pray for open hearts and pray for a public demonstration of choosing Christ on these reservations.
You're listening to Mission Network News. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's York Moore recently wrote a book intended for a non-Christian audience. His book, Do Something Beautiful, The Story of Everything and a Guide to Your Place in It, is meant to help people see their place in the story of everything, God's kingdom.
Certainly the places that are under Christian control or influence are diminishing right before our eyes, and so we are left with the margins. And so I believe that really the way in which the gospel is going to move forward in the coming generations isn't from a place or a posture of power and control, but it's going to be by linking arms with people and really addressing and engaging in the issues of the common good.
This means coming alongside people to resolve issues of reconciliation or efforts to take better care of the planet. But what it boils down to is Christians entering the spaces where non-Christians are at.
What we're trying to do with this project is create a resource that is highly accessible for people who really are open to the story of everything, but really can't see themselves in that story. This book is for them. This book will help them make that decision to become a follower of Christ, belong to a purpose community, and do works of righteousness and beauty in the world.
Get details on Moore's book and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dot Morris.